This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
The U of I Extension Master Gardener plant sale will be May 4th at the Macon County Fairgrounds from 9 to 2. Annuals, perennials, vegetables, and hanging baskets will be for sale, along with gently used gardening supplies from the bargain shed. For more info or advanced registration, go to nowdecatur.com. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit that very same website, nowdecatur.com.
Senators will be sworn in as jurors later today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Republican Tim Scott has already made up his mind in the case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
They are guilty, 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 guilty of the greatest invasion in American history.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports that House Republicans delivered impeachment articles after Mayorkas testified at a hearing.
Over 7 million migrants have been encountered since President Biden took office. That's more than three times more for the 4 years under Donald Trump. Mayorkas recently changed his assessment and now calls it a crisis. He also said the federal government is doing all it can to keep illegal migrants from coming in.
With the resources and the authorities that we have been provided, it is as secure as we can make it.
Senate Democrats may not even hold a trial, saying Mayorkas committed no crime and there's just a policy dispute. There's uncertainty in the House over votes on foreign aid bills. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been pushing, but some of his fellow Republicans are pushing back, threatening to oust the Speaker over allowing a vote on additional military aid to Ukraine they oppose. But Congressman Ryan Zinke tells Fox Business,
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Ukraine's president again pleading for more American air defense after a Russian missile attack this morning killed at least 13 people in the city of Chernihiv. After Iran's weekend attack on Israel, Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
The United States will impose new sanctions on Iran's drone and missile programs. The move is meant to put new pressure on the Islamic Republic and try to dissuade Israel from launching a heavy counterstrike.
Iran warned today that even the tiniest Israeli invasion would lead to a massive and harsh response. There's no court today for former President Trump in New York, so jury selection will resume tomorrow. They've picked seven jurors so far. He calls it political persecution, trying to silence him.
The gag order is totally unconstitutional. The judge should not be there. The judge is highly conflicted.
America's listening to Fox News.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
A week before the Supreme Court considers a big Trump case on whether the former president should be immune from prosecution like he claims over actions taken while he was president, the justices heard another Trump-related case, a challenge to one of the charges he's facing in the federal 2020 election indictment, a charge that's also been used to prosecute hundreds of 2021 Capitol rioters.
The issue here is whether a federal law passed a couple of decades ago to address corporate fraud and document destruction can be properly applied to those allegedly engaged in, quote, assaultive conduct like taking part in a riot, like January 6th. Several justices expressed very deep concern that the obstruction statute sweeps simply too broadly into areas like peaceful but disruptive conduct. There are questions that persist about whether violence changes the reach of the statute.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Interest rates may not be coming down a while longer. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had said they plan several rate cuts this year, but they're not ready yet because inflation's been inching back up, not coming down like they were.
You know, we took that cautious approach and sought that greater confidence so as not to overreact to the string of low inflation readings that we had in the second half of last year.
The Fed may not cut rates till June or later. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after yesterday's mixed market. The Dow rose 63 points, snapping a six-day losing streak, but the Nasdaq dropped 19. It's playoff time in the NBA.
Reeves Rise and feeds corner three. Russell. Bullseye! What a shot!
D'Angelo Russell and LeBron James led the Lakers past the Pelicans in the first play-in game on TNT. Los Angeles' 110-106 win gives the Lakers the seventh seed in the Western Conference. New Orleans will next play Sacramento. The Kings won the other play-in game, routing Golden State 118-94. The winner tomorrow gets the eighth seed. The Eastern Conference play-in games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Bring into fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast today. Mostly sunny and breezy, high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 51. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 74. Then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Look at that sunshine. We're ready to get outside and recreate, do a little roller skating, count down the days to the opening of the Devon, go to the zoo, a little miniature golf. Clay will be in. Plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Happy to have you here with us on this beautiful Sunday morning. I know the wind, somehow, somewhere in the last couple of years, Central Illinois turned into like West Texas. I can't figure it out. I mean, it's not normal, right?
No, a little windier than normal.
I mean, it's just been a lot.
It has.
If you watch the Masters the first couple of days, this is the kind of wind, you know, they had there at Augusta, which is just brutal. But golfers that grew up playing golf in Texas know how to play in that.
They do.
Because it's a constant. And it hasn't always been a constant. And so yesterday, my allergies are like on overdrive for a couple of reasons. One, they're finally doing construction on 121, and there's just like concrete asphalt dust everywhere. And you throw in 40-mile-an-hour winds with that, and it's like, yeah, we're closing the windows, turning the air on.
Oh, you turned the air on?
It was 79 degrees.
Yeah. I won't do it.
Okay, well, you don't.
I'm a week into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it just right.
No, it's not to me, like, I feel that way more about turning the heat on, you know, like giving in to like, mm-hmm. you know, winter than I do embracing warmer weather. But I hear you. No, it was just too much. I mean, dust, yeah. Stuff. We'll tell you how you can take care of that with Peerless a little bit later this morning.
I think every major artery coming into Decatur is down to one lane right now. I mean, 51, 121 out by where you're at.
121 is so overdue. Yeah. I'm happy for it. I drive in this morning through that because there's not a lot of traffic when I'm out, in the morning. But I go home the long way around through South Shores and around because it is, you're right, one lane. But that's good.
It is. Progress is good. Construction is good. But it's right during the summer thick of it. So
yeah, but people are worried. working? I mean, there's no downside to that other than maybe a little time delay. Exactly. And we live in Decatur. You can be anywhere and not much time at all. So I'm happy about it. All right. So how did Rolling Back Time go last weekend?
It went really good. We had a great attendance on Saturday and Sunday. Friday was a little light, being Friday night. But you have another opportunity this weekend to come out, which will be our last Rolling Back Time session for the foreseeable future. So you can come out on Friday night.
Last chance for a while.
Last chance for a while. So on the 19th, you'll be able to come out on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, you'll be able to come out from noon to 8 p.m. And then on Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. And again, it's 6 hours for 1 hour of skating, $3 skate rental. And it's just a great time to come out, roll around under the mirror ball and lights and have a great time kind of reliving some of those fond memories folks have of ice skating.
And you have music, right?
We do. Music. There'll be lights going on as long as the mirror ball. You'll be able to get cinnamon sugar mini donuts. We've got concessions.
But
we've
got Saturday, you got the food truck frenzy, right?
We do. So we've teamed up with United Way. So we're going to have both events in Fairview Park at the same time.
Yeah, that would be a whole day of it.
Yeah, you'll be able to feed off of each other. So I think United Way was up to 9 or 10, maybe a little few.
I heard the list. It's pretty impressive. There's just a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Debbie reached out about a month ago and said, can we partner on this? And so we are. So both events will be happening at Fairview Park. So you could easily come out, spend 4 to 6 hours in Fairview Park with your family that day, get some great food truck food, and then come out and do some roller skating. Or roller skate first, then get some food.
Yeah. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer there. I think that's good either way. All right, so final weekend. Doesn't mean there won't be more, but just on the calendar right now.
Yeah, as we head in the summer with pavilion rentals and other staffing, you know, the staff having other responsibilities, it's just not practical for us to probably offer this during the summer. We'll see about fall, but then definitely looks like next February we'll be bringing it back as well. So,
all right. The Devon Amphitheater doesn't open for a little while, but that doesn't mean there's not events that are coming up at the venue. So, I mean, literally, May 4th is right around the corner.
It is. It is. So our arts group has typically used the Devon in early May for dance recital and whatnot going on. This year, they've added a new event as part of our 100th anniversary called the Arts Jamboree. So on Saturday, May 4th, from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Devon, you'll be able to come out and unleash your creative side as you create bubble paint canvases.
All right. Now, let's back up here a second. So this is not the arts department putting on an event for parents and kids. This is open to the public for people to come out and participate in art.
Correct. Yeah. Our arts department is putting it on, but it is for everyone in the community. Okay. So not just for our arts kids. So.
And is this a day that requires a ticket?
So this is free as you come out for the Arts Jamboree. And then that evening, we've got a fundraiser event that we'll get to here in a few minutes.
But to come out on May 4th from 12 to 5, you just come on in to the Devon. And you get to do all kinds of different things.
All kinds of activities from, again, painting bubble paint canvases. You get to paint pots, rock painting, make friendship bracelets. You get the sidewalk chalk, the inside of the Devon. There'll be a community arts project that they're pulling together to be announced soon. And then there'll be performances by our Decatur Park District dancers, our Greater Decatur Chorale, and our Special Needs Choir, Heart and Soul. On top of that, our arts department has partnered with our horticultural department that I mentioned you'll be able to paint pots. Well, then you can buy a plant to put in your pot at the plant sale there at the Devon. It's going to happen at the same time. So if you love visual arts.
Put your painted rocks in there, too.
Exactly. You love the visual arts or the performing arts, you can come out, again, for a free day of artistic enjoyment for the Arts Jamboree on Saturday, May 4th.
Okay, so that is 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
At the Devon.
At the Devon.
Yep. All right, and then what is the fundraiser that night to support the arts?
Yeah, so that's the Backstage Bash, and that'll be an adult-driven evening, which will have an open bar and a delicious dinner, live and silent auction items, and a performance from Silver Lake Band. Cocktails will begin at 6 o'clock with live music from 7 to 9, and again, this is just another great fundraiser for our arts staff. We have over 400 kids in our dance programs now. We just got through our Perform or Bows program with Wizard of Oz that had 140 kids participating in it, so the arts is just blowing it off the door in my opinion. So come out and support the arts with that event for Backstage Bash.
And how much are tickets for that?
Tickets for that is $25.
Okay. And there's, what you said, the Silver Lake Band?
Silver Lake Band, yep. That's Dustin Bradshaw, our new Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater manager. He has agreed that his band's going to perform for free at that event. So he wants to support the arts as well and kind of give the Devon kind of a kickstart for the season. And it allows us to test out some systems, things like that as well. But it's really driven to be a supporter for the arts program that night.
Okay, and can I buy tickets for this, like, online, just like everything else?
Yep, you can go to decatur-parks.org or call the park office and they'll take care of you.
Okay. I'm there at the website just looking at that. And I also just saw Playing 5 to 9, which is the ladies' golf outing, which is coming up May 9th.
Yep, that's coming up a week later on May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. That'll be at Overlook Adventure Park. And this is really a ladies' pampering event. So, you know, we talk about golf outings all the time. A lot of time the husbands go out and do the golf outings at Hickory Point or Redtail. Well, this will be an opportunity for the ladies to get together with their friends and play simple 18 holes of mini golf with a twist. There'll be fun perks along the course with different surprises and whatnot, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes. So once you're done with the course and done doing your golf outing, you get to have a photo shoot with your friends, relax with a chair massage, make friendship bracelets. There'll be vendors like Lululemon.
That's the second time we got the friendship bracelets. Is this a big thing now still today?
Huge thing. Huge thing.
My daughter made a friendship bracelet, Nick?
No, that's a Taylor Swift thing.
That's the stuff she owns is, you know, that's a whole different stratosphere, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, if you like the friendship bracelets, they also have hair tinsel. I don't know what that is, but it's a girl thing and they love it. So, and then permanent bracelets and more will be available for purchase. So, on top of that, you'll leave with a bag full of goodies, including a latte for later and breakfast for the next morning. And the men of the Decatur Park District will be serving all the ladies at this event. So, be a neat opportunity for us to give back to our great ladies who work at the Park District. So tickets again for that are just $25 per person. They can be purchased online at decatur-parks.org or by calling the park office as well. So that'll be a fun new event as part of our 100th anniversary for the ladies in our community.
All right. Are those guys like shirtless and wearing bow ties? I mean, it's got like full-on Chippendales feel to it here.
You will not see me shirtless and with a bow tie at all. But I will be definitely walking around with a tray of appetizers and welcoming people, and we're just going to have fun with it.
So. All right.
And then finally.
Hang on. We got stuff. We got it. You got to let it breathe a little bit.
What else? Go ahead, Brian.
I'm just.
This is your show.
No. You can only read so much. We got to, like, let, you know.
You got me. I've got questions.
We don't. We've got plenty of time.
What are your questions, sir?
Who comes up with these ideas? You know, when you're sitting there planning, like just for a regular year, but I know this is your 100th year, so there's a little extra. Who's coming up with these events?
Yeah, we get our team together. We've got a very
and who's creative, the team?
The team is everybody at the Park District. We often send out announcements of, hey, for our 100th anniversary, we're brainstorming a number of events to celebrate our 100th anniversary. Who wants to be involved in that? And usually there'll be, 25% of our workforce, and that's about 25 people, will respond back, say, hey, I want to be part of it. And so I think the Ladies 5 to 9 was a combination of foundation, marketing, arts, all kinds of different ladies from the Park District coming together to help pull this event together. So, but each event, we've got a separate group that's helping pull the boat races together. We've got a separate group that's working on the Wings and Wheels event, which will be kind of our capstone for the summer event in August.
And what is that?
So that's going to be out to Decatur Airport, where we're going to have static airplane displays. Tim Wright's working on getting lots of large military aircraft and things like that out there. We've partnered with Ripple Motorsports to move their car show out to the airport that day on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're putting together an antique tractor and motorcycle show as well on Sunday. And then in the evening on both Saturday and Sunday, there will be a drone show, a fireworks show, and what we call the Wall of Fire, capping off the end of the show. That'll be just a spectacle to see out at the Decatur
Love
Airport.
It. So, yep. See, we got a lot of car shows. You know, got the coffee and cars going on the weekends, but I don't know that I've ever been to an airplane and car show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the static displays whenever you do a big airport event. Those are fun.
Yeah. And everybody likes fireworks and boom booms and things like that. So it'll be the first time we've had a drone show near our community. So we're working with a vendor to – and if you don't know what a drone show is, the best thing to do is go online to YouTube and look up, say, fantasy drone shows. And it'll show you kind of what they can do in the sky.
And now how big will this drone show be?
It'll be about 22 minutes long, along with fireworks before and afterwards. And then, again, the Wall of Fire. So it'll be about the time of a July 4th fireworks celebration.
I'm just curious. Like, I know when you say fireworks, you can give me a dollar amount and I kind of understand exactly what we're talking about. With the drone show, I don't have any idea.
So we'll have fireworks to kick off the show while the drones take off and launch in the air, and then they're going to do different patterns.
How many different drones do you think?
I think this one will have close to 200 drones flying at one time.
Nick, does that sound like about right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So trying to get some sponsors, and you know, the more sponsors we bring in, that would, you know, we might be able to increase that number of drones. And it's just the level of detail you get just goes up as the more drones you add.
Yeah.
But a lot of the drone show will be focused around the Park District with different elements, and you know, golfers swinging, hitting a golf ball, and music notes and things like that, along with our logos of different facilities and whatnot. But then some dragons and morphing things. It's going to be really cool to see. So again, our staff have put that together. We put together a team of about 10 folks and said, here, we want you to design that show, and gave them free rein to determine what was going to be in the sky that night.
All right, fantastic. Now, boat race planning, June 8th and 9th. I know it feels like we got a little bit of time, but, you know, as I said, May's almost around the corner. What does it look like so far?
Yeah, it's coming up very quick. So on Saturday, June 8th and 9th, we will have the APBA, which is the American Powerboat Association, inboard Eastern Divisionals for the 2004 race here in Decatur. And that's on June 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And what's neat about this is that before we've even had one boat race back here this year, we've already been accepted as the bid for the 2024 Eastern Divisional title races. So, again, boaters remember coming to Decatur from 20 years ago. And so they're excited to come back and race on our lake. They love our lake. They love the shape of it. They love the conditions of it. So we've got over 60 teams already registered everywhere, California, Washington, Michigan, all across the U.S., even Canada, are coming to Decatur for the return of the inboard races. We're going to have a lot of announcements going out about this because it's going to cause some traffic congestion over near Nelson Park. We are closing Lakeshore Drive down for the event from Lost Bridge Road all the way to Cantrell, and so we'll be putting out lots of information about that.
And is that closed for spectators?
Yes, we'll have a couple vendors up there in terms of Pepsi, beer, food, and then spectators is the main thing. We want folks to have the best view of the race as possible. I'll let you in on a little secret for those of you listening today. The area down by the Devon is probably going to be the best viewing point. The second best viewing point is going to be up on Lakeshore Drive, and you get to see the pit area with all the boats going in and out of the water and a crane, you know, choreography going back and forth. But we'll have lots of announcements when it comes to Lakeshore Drive, when it comes to the boat ramps, and we're partnering with the city on this to try to get bulk of information out to people and not, you know, just hit constantly with different updates, but try to get a lot of information out to everyone a couple times before the race so everybody understands what's going on that day. Your own radio station, New Off, is going to be broadcasting the race live as well, so folks will be able to listen throughout the community. If they're not down at the lake, they'll be able to listen live.
Who's calling it? Yeah.
They've got a couple radio announcers. I believe they're trying to get Miles Copeland back from Springfield, who used to do the announcing.
For years, yeah.
And then I think your own Shiloh is going to be down there for Newhoff to kind of back them up with different segments and whatnot. So
Shiloh's calling the races?
She's not calling the races, but she's going to do some filler time and things like that and some interviews with folks, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
But to have 60 boats already, and we're
still
a month and a half out, is
you
great.
You better get rid of this Texas wind.
Yeah. Hotel rooms are filling up quickly. I know there's some folks already having to stay in Springfield and Champaign because every racer brings, you know, a team of five to 20 people with them, depending. So it's going to be good for Decatur.
They used to bring a lot of campers and stuff too. Are you going to be running into that as well?
Yeah, we are having some of those coming in.
Yeah.
We don't know how many yet, but we know there'll probably be at least a half dozen campers that will be down there all night. And, you know, if they race Saturday and they say have a crash or have a mechanical malfunction, they will do their best to work all night long to rebuild and be ready to race for Sunday.
I just didn't know like power and stuff, like how different Nelson Park is today versus, you know, 20 years ago.
No, we actually have more capabilities.
Yeah, that's what I think so, yeah.
And so even with the Devon, with having the additional food truck hookups down there, we also have three Devon shows that Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. So we're trying to get the food truck folks who are going to be down servicing the Devon to be open during the day as well because – again, sticking my finger up in the air and kind of pointing, I don't know how many folks we're going to have attend the boat races. It could be, I've heard 5,000 people. I've heard other races in the surrounding community say they get up to 15,000 people.
I think it probably all depends on the weather.
Totally depends on the weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you got to plan for the crowds, and you never want to underplan. So
no.
Plan big.
You just pray that you don't have this wind, because there's nothing worse than standing down there with an 80-degree sunny day and not being able to go in the water.
You know, I'll give some credit to the group that brought the races here. I think they talked to some meteorologists and had them do some analyticals on the lake. They've actually shifted the course down a little bit further towards the east from what the setup used to be, in hopes that we can kind of avoid that wind tunnel that happens from basically from South Shores to our administrative office. Is really there's a wind tunnel right through there. So I'm hoping to get more in a tree line and push the race a little east to make sure that we are racing that day.
All right. Well, that's a lot to take in.
And one more thing, if I could.
Yes.
We announced earlier this week or late last week that we are accepting 15-year-olds for lifeguard positions at Splash Cove. So we're up to about 65 guards right now. We'd really like to hit 80. So if you have a 15-year-old in your household or a grandchild who might be looking for a job, please tell them to reach out and fill out an application on the Park District website. If they're nervous about that application, they can always give us a call at the park office. We'll be happy to step them through it and get them through that process. But kind of the first time we're extending it in droves to 15-year-olds to come be lifeguards at Splash Cove.
All righty. Clay, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Clay Gerhardt, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. When we get back here, we're going to visit with Mark Tupper at the bottom of the hour, and then Drew Early will be with us from Decatur Memorial Hospital. A little later today, now, Tanya, they're over in Springfield today. It's a big week, a lot of lobbying going on, and maybe we'll hear a little bit more about that next week. And then I told you that I thought we were going to be doing our show at an Overfeed tomorrow morning, and the logistics didn't work out for that, but we will be there after the show and bringing you some really unique perspective on NowDecatur.com. Just want to give you a preview because they're going to be in town and a big to-do tomorrow morning and tours and all that. I don't know if the governor's coming. I was like, kind of looking at the schedule and trying to sort of figure out some of the mystery parts of it. You generally don't know until you see the earpieces.
Then you know.
Then you know. All right, we'll take a break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 51. For Thursday, showers and possible thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 74. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:26. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Think banking is boring? Staley Credit Union would like a word. Sure, members count on us for lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, and friendly service. But that's just the beginning. Think free checking, a top-notch mobile app, and so many loan options. Not to mention perks like our Berenstain Bears Cub Club for kids and theme park discounts. Say goodbye to boring banking and hello to membership. Visit staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by member choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater cannot wait to welcome Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live May 31st. Sister Hazel playing hits like Change Your Mind and All For You. Plus show opener Deep Blue Something. Tickets on sale now at DevonAmphitheater.com. Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater May 31st.
Finally, a place in Decatur to catch every big game and root on all your favorite teams in a welcoming family atmosphere. Hot Shots in downtown Decatur is the place to be. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6, and get the big three, the MVP burger, a 9-inch pizza, or 6 boneless wings for only $4 each. Also, ask about their Beer of the Month specials. Located downtown at 237 North Main, open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and staying open to be your late night spot until 2 a.m. Hot Shots, the place for sports.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1, find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2, have a plan to get there. Step 3, make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung.
Back here on a Wednesday. Very, very, very excited. I can't tell you because it may not come to a reality, but I was informed of a potential thing that could happen at the Devon that would, I think, blow everyone away.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool.
I think I could give you like 3 weeks and you wouldn't guess.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but at the same time, you would go, oh, my God, really? And there's no sense getting everybody stoked up. I'm just passing this along just to, as a way of telling you they're constantly doing this stuff, right? And a lot of it doesn't end up happening. But who knows what that means for a year from now or 2 years from now. You know, this stuff sometimes takes time to come to fruition. Pretty amazing. I got both fingers crossed. It would be very, very cool. We've got a break for news. Back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The State House has passed a measure that would prohibit corporal punishment in K-12 schools, including private schools. Republicans pushed back, asking how the measure would impact sporting programs, even military schools. The bill heads to the Senate. Sticking with politics, Governor Pritzker is continuing to push plans to eliminate almost $1 billion of medical debt owned by Illinoisans, with $10 million from his proposed budget. Pritzker says 14% of the state's population has medical debt in collections, with minority communities disproportionately impacted. Pritzker's plan would have the state partner with Undue Medical Debt, formerly known as RIP Medical Debt, a national nonprofit. Pritzker says the deal would have one penny of taxpayer funds buy back and eliminate every $1 of medical debt. For more on the goings-on at the State House and other stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime. You can find us online at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment trial of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott on Fox's Hannity.
Republicans want this to be an exercise that is thorough, that finds the truth and brings to the surface the absolute disaster of the Biden administration imperiling and jeopardizing American lives.
But Democrats in the Senate could quickly move to dismiss the trial. Some House Republicans are also threatening to kick Mike Johnson out of the speakership over his support for foreign aid packages. But Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke isn't one of them.
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Zinke on Fox Business. No court today for former President Donald Trump. Jury selection in his hush money case will resume tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care, care for everyone.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stttmega.com.
We get it. Technology is a big part of the world today. At Brinkotter Realtors, we know that behind every powerful tool, there needs to be a compassionate person dedicated to your goals. We believe that a genuine connection is simply irreplaceable. With us, you get the best of both worlds. Cutting-edge technology and a team of professionals who truly care. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors, where technology meets heart. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly sunny and breezy, high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 51. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 74. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the passing of Whitey Herzog, 92 years of age.
What an interesting guy. You know, born in Illinois, New Athens guy, grew up interested in playing baseball and basketball. In fact, I had always heard University of Illinois was interested in him as a basketball player. Colorful with the crew cut. And always a mouthful of tobacco, although that describes almost every major leaguer at that time. That's how common that was. But he's one of the few managers whose style became a brand. You know, Whitey Ball was a thing. And speed and defense and pitching, Vince Coleman, Willie McGee, Ozzie Smith, Bruce Sutter, and his teams were inevitably in a lot of close games. And, you know, when you're in a close game, it felt like the manager had an opportunity to help manufacture the one run that would maybe put you over the top and then shut down the other team so they didn't get one run. And, you know, you could win 3-2 or whatever it was. And that became what Whitey was known for. I remember him. I covered two World Series that he presided over, 85 and 87, and he loved an audience. He was at his best if he could stand on the baseball field and hold court and have 50, 70 media around him, and he would recount the previous day's game. He would tell stories, and he would do it in the most colorful language in the world. In fact, I always felt bad for the electronic media people because they've had their tape recorders, and I thought, they can't use any of this. There's just no way. But, you know, you looked at him, and you could never believe that he came up as a center fielder. And I've never seen a clip of him as a baseball player, and I would like to. I think that would be interesting. But, you know, I was thinking about, and I don't claim that this list is complete, but think about the big Cardinals that have died in the last 5 years. Whitey Herzog, Tim McCarver, Mike Shannon, Bruce Sutter, Ken Reitz, Lou Brock, Bob Gibson. Those are some big hitters, man. And Whitey was right there. I mean, he was a pretty amazing guy. And the Cardinal fans who grew up with him in the 80s, they'll never forget him. He was legendary.
No doubt about it. All right, on the other side of the break, we've got a little Illini basketball we'll talk about with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And as always, we want to thank our sponsor with Tupper each and every day. And we want to thank the fine folks at First National Bank, literally bringing you Mark Tupper 5 days a week. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNBquality.bank.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, over to Illini basketball.
It has literally become a revolving door, and it's kind of funny because they've had so many players coming in for visits and doing Zoom meetings with players, and Brett Underwood correctly called it speed dating, and that's what it feels like. One guy goes out. Yesterday, Imani Hansberry announced he's transferring. After Sincere Harris did and Dane Danger did, and then they get a commitment from Kerry Booth. So they've gotten four commitments, Jake Davis from Mercer, Trey White from Louisville, Kylan Boswell from Arizona, Kerry Booth, who played his freshman season last year at Notre Dame, a guy that a lot of schools are pursuing. He's 6'10", he's thin, and just completed 1 year of college. His dad was Calvin Booth, a very good player at Penn State, and he is currently the general manager of the Denver Nuggets. So a pretty good sign that given all the competition for this kid, his dad signed off on, hey, go to Illinois. He will remind people a little bit of Coleman Hawkins in that he's a guy who can play multiple positions. He can run the floor. He can shoot the three. He's a really interesting guy, and I don't know – how long it will take him to get to, you know, where he can really blossom into his full potential. It may not all happen this next year, but there's four in. They're going to at least get a couple more because I know he's trying to, Brad is trying to get a big, big man, not just a tall big man, but a guy who can bang with the 260 to 300 pounders and really come in and give you some minutes in the low post. Dante Maddox from Toledo, who is a guard that can score, has visited. They're still kind of waiting to hear on him. There's a lot of demand for him. So it's a little bit confusing because it changes literally every day. And just a quick reminder that the NFL draft is one week from tomorrow, and that's a big event. You know, the NFL draft first round night, which would be next Thursday, outdraws the NBA Finals and the World Series. So, you know, the NFL, they operate in a little different stratosphere than everybody else, and they've decided the draft is going to be an event, and lo and behold, it is.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day, enjoy the weather, and we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, on the other side of the break, Drew Early will be in studios with us here today. Sorry, reaching for my notes. We will have Nurses Week. We've got the Memorial Health Championship right around the corner again.
Wow, that's been a year.
Can you believe that?
No. Actually, no.
That's when all those bad storms hit.
I remember.
Wow. And that's when we were having all the air quality issues. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I will not forget that.
We did our show there outside on the patio, and I felt winded after it.
My allergies are so bad that I probably would have just dead. I've just been dead.
Yeah, it is hard to believe that was a year ago.
Wow.
Crazy,
that's,
right?
That's crazy.
All right, we'll talk all about that in some moments more with Drew coming up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home, from elegant to everyday options, with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last for years to come. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Beautiful start to the day. And our great pleasure to welcome Drew Early back into the studios here today. A couple of times a month, we check in with what's going on with the Memorial. And I can't believe we're already almost around to the Memorial Health Championship. That was a year ago.
It is. It's been a year, and it's coming up. You know, the end of June, the 24th, kicks off. Really exciting event over in Springfield at Panther Creek Country Club. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's certainly worth it. Free admission and just just a great community opportunity. A lot of folks from Decatur make the trip. You know, a lot of golf fans over here, and it's a cool opportunity to see some folks that'll be on the tour, you know, in the coming future.
Yeah, it is a great event. And last year we got hit with some really, I remember we did the show there because we had Ed and everybody over to join us. And then we were supposed to come over, and we were invited by Julie and the foundation to take part in an event. And that's when a terrible storm came through. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the first day and a half of that tournament, things got a little sporty last year.
No kidding, because you had the weird air quality thing going on everywhere. And then those storms came through, but it rebounded, and everybody got in the weekend, right?
It did, and you know the team over there really got that course back in shape, and we were able to get a really good tournament in, and you know the back half of the weekend the weather cooperated, yeah. So hopefully
they earned all of it. I mean, it was a big weekend. So, you know, when you think about a golf outing, I don't think people necessarily, if they don't golf or they don't follow golf or watch golf, you know, they don't understand. Just how big something like that is, how many volunteers are necessary, you know, how many people have to, but it's also, you know, the hotel rooms and the quality of life of having these events, the money that's raised that goes to good causes. It's more than just a bunch of golfers coming to town and playing in a tournament.
You're absolutely right. Anytime you bring a circus like that to town, it's going to have a major impact. And, you know, you've got, as you said, a lot of volunteers, a lot of people coming together to put it on. You know, these folks are coming to town, they're staying in hotels, they're eating meals, they're hanging out and enjoying the other things that are going on in Central Illinois. And, you know, this is just a really good opportunity for us to showcase what is going on in this part of the world. And, you know, this is actually a pretty big deal. You know, if the people that were watching the Masters and last weekend, you know, a lot of those guys started their career on the Corn Ferry Tour. You know, this is the minor leagues, if you will, and the opportunity to see these guys really up close and personal.
Scottie Scheffler.
In an environment that you can get, you know, really right up to them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. And there's all kinds of great volunteer roles that people can participate and be a part of. We're looking forward to it. So we can't wait to go back over and do it again. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, it's when's Nurses Week. So this is coming up, right?
They're coming up. Yeah, the month of May is a busy time in healthcare. Nurses Week starts May 6th, and then follow that up with Hospital Week, and it's on the 13th. And you know, we just take a little bit of time and recognize all of our colleagues for the work they do. And this year, we're really excited. We've coupled our spring giving campaign with our foundation to give people an opportunity to recognize some caregivers that have taken care of them or that they're proud of or that they really made a difference in their lives. And you know, the foundation really gives back to the hospital, helps us do what we do, using an opportunity like this with our spring campaign to recognize colleagues that have been impactful in people's lives. We think it's going to be a really cool thing, so we're looking forward to that.
Okay, I know we're right in the college basketball silly season and, you know, the NBA and all that, but I think about these portals and I think about, you know, the job of being a nurse is pretty much the same job of being a nurse wherever you go, right? Wherever in the United States, wherever in Central Illinois. And spending time to do things a little different and recognizing and giving that extra sort of thing to somebody can make all the difference in the world because you're all battling each other with recruitment.
Yeah, you have to. And you know, I say, sticking with the sports references, you've heard me say it, you know, healthcare is the ultimate team sport, and having everybody together working towards one common goal is absolutely critical. I mean, that really is the difference between life and death. And when we get a chance to kind of push the pause button, take a break, recognize our colleagues, we're really grateful for that opportunity.
Is this still one of the hottest fields that you would recommend young people going? I mean, the demand just seems to be not going anywhere.
No question. Not only the demand, but the diversity of opportunities that someone can do in healthcare. And, you know, we see examples all the time where someone has come and, you know, started their healthcare career as a nurse's aide and progressed their way through. You know, we've got examples of that right here locally with what's going on with the Dawson Civic Leadership Academy and what Dr. Juanita Morris is doing to get young people into healthcare. But to move from a nurse's assistant to an RN, you know, ultimately to an advanced practice nurse that's, you know, working in an OR environment or in an outpatient environment, you know, that really provides a career progression for people. And even within nursing itself, you know, there's so many opportunities, whether you want to work in an ICU or an ER or an OR or in, you know, in med surg or in a doctor's office, you know, it's really endless opportunities. So for young people thinking about careers, you could do far worse than one in healthcare.
All right. Where else is the demand being felt? Yeah. I mean, just across the board.
Yeah. You know, we always talk about nurses and, you know, really they're, one of the more visible, specialties in healthcare, but you know, healthcare is not just nursing. You know, we've got a lot of folks that are really dedicated and working long, crazy hours in our laboratory. You know, this is the decision-making engine that I think of in the hospital. You know, so laboratorians, high demand to come work in that environment and really do some really technical, high-end, advanced stuff to, you know, help diagnose patients. Imaging, another area, talk about, you know, high technology, some of the new technology and scanners. And you know, when you're talking about MRIs and high-end CT that we're doing, really fascinating to be able to, you know, help diagnose patients. All of these things, super high demand and really, give, again, shows the varied nature and the diversity of work that you can find in healthcare.
All right. Memorial.health, by the way, is the website. If you're interested in careers or just a starting point for anything that we talk about, you can find it there. We've now had a few years post-COVID, you know, healthcare being accelerated so much, you know, what worked before, you know, in a lot of areas, not just in health, but higher ed and other, it's changed forever. Are we settling yet or do we still have a big change curve in front of us?
You know, I think healthcare is always going to change, but I think the changes that were brought upon by the pandemic have really started to settle in and, you know, things are different. They're not good. They're not bad. They're just very, very different. And, you know, the dynamics are different, you know, and in the hospital, we're seeing increases in emergency volume, you know, people that are needing the higher end care, you know, really, really urgently. We're seeing that.
Why is that?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I think part of it is people have lost those connections with their primary care physicians. And now they're getting themselves into a place where they need that.
They put it off and put it off. Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things we've got to really try to get back to is get folks really connected back to their primary care. We're seeing sicker patients in the hospital. You know, that's a function of, you know, of demographics here locally. You know, Central Illinois is a little bit older than the rest of the country, and we've got a lot of folks that end up, sick, really sick in our hospital. And people are living longer, so that when they do get sick, they tend to be sicker. So we've really had to kind of retool how we're taking care of those patients and, you know, made some investments. But, you know, there's that bread and butter stuff that we're always going to have, we're always going to do. But there's things that are shifting and at the end of the day, it just looks different.
Yeah. Is it easy to predict, hard to predict? How do you manage? You know, in some ways you have to turn on a dime, but you're a big system that has to have plans.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's culture and, you know, I know there's going to be change in leadership. You know, I read there's now a succession plan. How do you look at all that stuff today versus 10 years ago?
Well, this is one of the reasons I'm never bored. I'll tell you.
I would think it's a constant, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you that. You know, we try really hard to look forward. And it's difficult sometimes because, you know, you've got the work that needs to be done right now, but thinking about how healthcare is going to be provided in the future, you know, after the last 4 years, trying to predict anything is kind of a fool's errand, but you can do a little bit. A lot of those things that stuck with us are going to continue to stick with us. You know, virtual care has been a really, really important thing, and having patients be able to interact with the healthcare system.
And wouldn't that be easier to connect to those primary physicians you were talking about?
Absolutely.
It's not having to go do the clipboard office
thing. It's become an adjunct to that, and that's been really, really helpful. So it's one of those things that, you know, change is inevitable and it's constant. But you know, we're trying really hard to future-proof ourselves. Again, healthcare looks different today than it did in 2019, and it's going to look different in 5 years from now. But we all, you know, local healthcare is critically important, and having those resources here locally is something that we're committed to.
What has been the most difficult thing in just the change of hospital experience indicator? I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just asking, you know, things have changed. The dynamic has changed with the changes that St. Mary's is, you know, how has that impacted your day-to-day life on your campus?
They have. And, you know, we've seen pretty significant shifts in demand, you know, patients that need to come to us. And unfortunately, that's created some bottlenecks in the system. You know, our emergency department over this late winter and early spring have seen just tremendous, tremendous volumes, like volumes that we haven't seen, in a decade and a half. So we're seeing really, really high volumes there. On one hand, we're grateful that the community is trusting us to take care of them in their greatest time of need. But, it's challenging on the team when we see these large spikes in volume to be able to absorb that.
To have enough, yeah.
Yeah, so we've had to do a number of things. We've had to change how we approach our staffing. We've had to change how our physicians are scheduled and staffed in the department. And we're starting to really be able to accommodate that volume. But anytime you have these big swings and big demands, it's really, really challenging. And we also came off a very, very busy respiratory season. Flu and RSV this year were in high numbers, and that really puts a strain on that as well.
We were talking to our good friends from Dale South Lake the other day about Mark Cuban, and this whole, will there be outside forces that impact healthcare, that will force sort of, stuff that's kind of concrete, cultures make them do things because of outside agitators like that? I mean, he's disrupting the pharmacy industry.
Yeah, it's here now. When we talk about virtual care, you can watch,
Amazon's doing this.
Amazon's into this, and even insurance companies are starting to get into this where, they're offering these virtual options. Now, access to care is always a good thing. But the one thing that worries me and worries us in the hospital world is fragmenting care. When people are getting care in one through one silo, how does that help the holistic healthcare system for that patient? That becomes really challenging. So yes, there are more of these things coming in, and yes, a lot of this competition is actually a good thing,
because it will force change.
And it is, and it's forcing hospitals, which, let's be honest, can be a little bit traditional and conservative in our approach. It's forcing us to do these things, but it's really important, though, and we've seen this before. Connectedness in healthcare is making sure that all of your providers and all of your needs are tied together, so one thing's not fighting the other.
All right. And what about insurance? I know there's a lot of legislation over in Springfield right now. I know this whole battle with Blue Cross and Springfield Clinic disrupted a lot of people's lives. People are finding more and more they're getting insurance, but it's how in the world people are accepted into that or not accepted into that based on it's just such a crapshoot today.
It is, and the hospitals are coming off really a challenging financial period in the end of COVID and the kind of the tail end of the pandemic really put a strain on hospitals that we've never seen before. But ironically, at the same time, insurance carriers were seeing really record numbers
of
profits, and that's not sustainable. So something's got to give here. I know, as you said, legislatively, there's a lot of things happening, both on the state as well as the national level. Where that lands remains to be seen, but what we're seeing now is probably not a sustainable recipe.
All right. Well, if folks want to find out more, you can always visit the website at memorial.health. And if people want to get involved in the golf tournament, Nurses Week, any of the things that are happening there, all the details are at that website. So who will be the new CEO be?
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, Ed Curtis announced that he was going to be retiring in the future. And we announced that Kevin England will be the next health system CEO. I've had the opportunity to work with Kevin for almost 18 years now. He's going to be a tremendous asset for us. He's been very active over here in the Decatur community.
So it's good for us.
It's a great thing, and Kevin's a top-notch guy, and look forward to continuing to work with him.
All right, fantastic stuff. We appreciate it. Good seeing you.
Hey, good to see you guys, too.
Watch your allergies.
That's right.
We're 40-mile-hour wind today. All right. I wanted to thank, just for a second, quickly, Ann, for always coordinating everything, for us, every other week.
Team sport, Brian.
No, I'm saying she's
awesome.
She's always on it. I mean, I can always count on it. I mean, I know it's going to be there. And when she told me you were coming in, I'm like, great. I haven't seen Drew for a long time. Your family adjusting I know you moved here in COVID.
Hey.
So you had kind of a weird entry into the community, but you seem plugged into everything.
Awesome.
Enjoying it all.
Everybody's doing great. And it's a busy time when you're chasing around a 10-year-old and two 8-year-olds. 20-year-olds, life is fun.
Yeah, you hold on to that. Chasing around 20-year-olds harder. you only think so when they're 8 and 10. Good stuff. As always, Drew Early, thank you very much. When we get back on the other side of the break here, Tanya's over in Springfield today with the group, but we do have Cardinals tickets to give away at the end of the hour, courtesy of the folks at First Mid. And we've got a lot, I mean, and more than an hour's worth of stuff to cram into the 8 o'clock hour, so you want to stick with us. By the way, we'll also tell you how you can get your air ducts cleaned. I'm telling you, we forget. Remember how bad the air quality was? The Memorial Golf Tournament over there, I talked to a doctor. I asked him, what's the number we should be worried about? Because you'd open your phone every day. He said 100's bad. And I think that day it was 300. Do you remember that?
I can't forget it.
All right. All that stuff's in your ducts in your house as you're turning the air on as we get ready for summer. We'll tell you all about it. We got to take a break. Back with more after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. A Senate bill still in committee aims to address the shortage of mental health care professionals. The legislation would require all internships for school social workers to be paid. Proponents say people are deterred from entering the field because students can't afford to do an unpaid internship. The bill creates two grant programs to provide stipends for school social work internships. Time is running out to register for the Decatur Park District Senior Games. These are for men and women 50 and older to compete in one or more events next Monday through Friday. Events include bowling, golf, free throws, mini golf, pickleball, rope skipping, table tennis, and track. The cost is $10 for one event and $20 for two plus events.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.